So, David, share with us a little bit of stories of your childhood and how much you loved comic books. And you were telling me recently that your grandmother even made you a Superman costume when you were a kid.
Yeah. And I went actually, I went up on the roof of the garage and attempted to fly. Didn't work.
Did you jump?
Huh?
Did you jump?
I still didn't hear you.
I said, did you jump?
Oh, yeah. Hey, didn't work, though.
So you kind of just fell down.
But I did discover that I am indestructible. You know, I didn't get hurt at all.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So when you were a child, you used to read Batman a lot?
Well, yeah, I had the original, what was it, number 27?
Detective 27.
Yeah, my dad, he burned up my whole collection.
Oh, boy.
He thought it was a bad influence on me, so...
Oh, jeez. Was this in the 50s?
No, this was in the 40s.
Oh, wow.
I got back, man.
So he was a decade ahead of the whole Seduction of the Innocent and Dr. Frederick Wortham, when he basically said that all of the juvenile delinquency was blamed on comic books. Your dad was a little bit before him.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that was a pretty common idea among parents.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think most of them were so extreme as to, you know, burn the kids' comic books, but...
And then
I continued, of course, to buy comic books and steal them, for that matter, and trade them. Oh, Christ. Well, you know, all the way up until the time, there was a kind of a dark ages in comics when it wasn't interesting for a while.
Uh-huh. That was.
And I think that's when I started concentrating on reading science fiction, astounding science fiction and stuff like that.
And then you came back to it when the Marvel characters...
When
the
Marvel hit, you know, and then when, as a result, DC woke up.
Right.
That was fucking heaven, man. I just loved it.
Excellent.
And I still do. And then when, you know, people like Frank Miller showed up, and you started getting these comics that were... you know, absolutely cutting-edge art,
mm-hmm.
and literature, for that matter.
Yeah.
And I started telling people, look, man, comics are, you know, the social expression, the artistic expression of the present day. That's where everything is happening. You want to know what's happening next? Go to the comic books.
Yeah.
Because the movies are behind, the TV is way behind, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, books had gotten boring. Literature was nowhere. And not only that, but what they called fine art, you know, which was beginning to consist of things like, you know, a huge canvas painted red, you know?
Right, right.
And with maybe an Adidas swipe on it.
Right.
Something like that. And they say, boy, this is an interesting painting. And I go, I don't understand why.
Man, you could look at a Frank Miller page
comics,
and really
man,
see.
They were just going crazy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when the reproduction method, the lithography and everything just got so much better.
Right.
And people, you know, you stopped with the dots.
Mm-hmm.
That was great when the dots disappeared. And then when they started having, comics that actually looked like paintings, you know, where it wasn't just all solid colors, it all started, it was a lot of molding and stuff.